You're listening to SBS News.
Every fortnight, Melbourne University student William Ton reports to Centrelink for his family. If the 20-year-old fails to do so, his mother and aunts, who are carers, will not receive payments. Last year, he says they decided to register with MyGov, believing the system would be quicker and more efficient.
It was difficult for them to actually navigate through the system. And that's why they've asked me to do it, because since I'm younger and I understand more about computers and internet, the fact that there's so many steps from MyGov to Centrelink to the reporting stage, it's quite difficult for them to do it themselves, even after I've shown them a few times.
Human Services Minister Michael Keenan says the federal government estimates it has saved $250 million because Centrelink customers have registered with MyGov. But last week, the online portal was unavailable nationally for most of a day. The government then announced this week it would be hiring 1,000 private contractors to improve the Centrelink phone system. That can mean fewer hours listening to this while on the phone. But Centrelink customers and staff say they are unsure the changes will make much difference. The deputy national leader of the Community and Public Sector Union, Lisa Newman, says the workers cannot handle the workload.
The MyGov system has been pretty patchy in terms of its reliability and its user-friendly nature. So what staff are finding is that they're receiving increasing contacts through the call centre network, essentially help-desking people through that system.
The recent crash of the MyGov link to the Centrelink website was not the first glitch for the Department of Human Services. In 2016, the automated system sent 20,000 incorrect notices to Centrelink customers. Many of these cases have not been resolved. In a statement to SBS, Centrelink says complaints represent a very small portion of our overall customer interactions, which average around 600,000 each day. But Mr. Ton says the lack of a cohesive system is frustrating. He says his mother has the Centrelink app on her phone and would like to report from this platform, but she cannot.
It makes things more difficult because she knows how to use the app on the phone, but process to log in from MyGov online is longer and more difficult.
Centrelink tells SBS the department provides free translation and interpreting services for more than 200 languages. But Mr. Ton says he cannot find alternative language settings.
We haven't actually seen a Vietnamese option on the MyGov system. Their first language is Vietnamese. That creates a kind of difficulty for them to navigate through an all-English website.
Michael Keenan says the Department of Human Services is in the midst of a $1.2 billion transformation project. He says he hopes Centrelink's digital channels will get much better so people will go online. But Ms. Newman at the Community and Public Sector Union says she is not confident.
Until the department has enough staff to meet the community demands, there's always going to be real stress on their system.
Jasmine Mealy, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.